Now, this is music from the film Avatar. Scores composed by James Horner, and yes, it's been nominated for an Oscar, but we're not going to spend much time on the actual nominees. You can tune in tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday. Leanne Hansen talks to Andy Trudeau. But Weekend Edition Saturday has its own award category. Our Oscar for Most Annoying Music Man goes to Jim Nader, the host of the... That's a compliment, though. He's the host of the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio. He joins us from their studios. I'm surprised they haven't locked the door on you, Jim. How are you?
Scott, I'm on so many antidepressants, I could run the circus blindfolded.
Oh, my.
It's a thankless job.
You have a selection of dimly related Academy Award music awards, right?
Yes, you know, it's the most, I would say, after the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Dean Martin roasts, the Oscars are America's most significant telecast, and everybody talks about it. And no one talks about the Academy Award winners who sing lousy. So that's where we come to the rescue.
Now, you know, they provide me some notes here. I'm told our first song is from a tough guy who's won Oscars for two tough films. Yes?
He shows up pretty much every year nominated for something at the Academy Awards, but not for his singing.
I would give the world to see how I used to be when I had no axe to grind except for chopping wood. Day was day and night was night, wrong was never right. Didn't matter where I went as much as where I stood.
Is this Clint Eastwood?
Excellent.
Is this Clint Eastwood?
Yes, it is.
What was it, Brigadoon, Paint Your Wagon? He made a movie musical.
Paint Your Wagon.
He's a very erudite man. I mean, his music in his films is wonderful. Burke, could you lift that up again? Let me give another listen.
Here comes the chorus.
And I got gold fever. No romp and rolling girl and fellow stop can cure the gold fever.
Well, I think I know why you probably have some problem finding this on iTunes. Okay, you introduce the next performer.
This is probably the worst mismatch of song and artist in the history of annoying music.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the walls tell me that the sun is going down. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Grandpappy Amos?
McCoy.
Grandpappy McCoy. Amos McCoy, yes, right. Walter Brennan.
Exactly.
Oh,
three-time Academy Award winner.
Is this somebody imitating Walter Brennan, or is this
No.
Walter Brennan was a great actor, much underappreciated nowadays when people think
no
of him.
Argument
just
here. Three Academy Awards. I don't think anybody's won that many, except maybe Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds has been nominated for a couple of Academy Awards.
That's
Did
true.
He even win one? I could be contradicted.
I actually have him singing. If you'd like to hear it,
do you have Burt Reynolds singing?
I do.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Flying kites, pillow fights, lay me down to sleep nights.
Oh, gosh, oh, my word.
Lions and apes, towel capes, Captain Marvel flying. Skipping rocks, building blocks, and Joe Palooka.
Oh, my word.
By instant request.
Now, I don't recognize that song.
No, I think that's an original song that someone wrote for him, but I have no idea who.
I bet people have kidded him about his singing before, right?
I know I have.
You know, I understand that we have another original composition on tap.
Yes, and this winner of two Best Supporting Actor Oscars answers the age-old question.
What is love? I don't know. You know, when I was a kid, I wondered, what would love be like when it happened to me? I mean, would it be the same as loving cherry pie, riding a bike? Hey, look, Ma, no hands, snitching a dragon a cigarette. But it hardly seemed likely. I mean, so I asked around, hey, what is love?
Is that Anthony Quinn?
Yes, sir.
Saying cherry pie. It would be like cherry pie. And somebody said Anthony Quinn's the man we need for this song.
It's Zorbalicious. He just goes on and on. And after this recording, many states established their first anti-stalking laws, I think.
I understand that we have here on tap a recording from an actual Oscar-winning singer and songwriter. So what could possibly be wrong with this? Young, gifted, and black. This is Stevie Wonder?
No. Reginald Dwight. That's the name he was using when he recorded this.
Reginald Dwight. Oh, this is like Colin Firth?
This is Sir Elton John.
This is Elton John?
Yes.
Oh, let's bring this up again. Can I hear this?
Oh, but my joy of today is that we can all be proud to say to be young, gifted, and black is where it's at.
Now it hears a little...
He won the Oscar in 94 for The Lion King, but back when he was... 18, 19-year-old, he was a session musician, and they used to pump out these Top of the Pops albums, and he would cover all the top 10 hits. So,
but before he was Sir Elton John, so this is really a bit of interesting history here, isn't it?
The first time that I've ever been on your show with anything interesting, so I don't know how it happened.
It happens every now and then. It happens every now and then.
Well, I just hope Sir Elton John might be listening and will not sue anyone.
What do you mean you? Jim Dator, who's host of the Annoyed Music Show on Chicago Public Radio and thousands of public radio stations throughout the country that are finding it hard to fill airtime. Jim, thanks very much.
Scott, it's never a pleasure.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Gemma Gold, Statuette Waters, and Ed Wharton. Produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly, Walter Ray Watson, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Thomas Pierce, Zoe Chase, Jonathan Rappaport, and Sarah Coe. Our technical director is Burke Hahn. Melissa Goes, our web producer, our librarian, is Key Maleski. Our show was edited by Jeffrey Bennett. The senior editor of Weekend Edition is Jenny Bergel. And we say thank you today to our senior producer, Devar Iran Ardalan, who's leaving our program to go on to other projects, including her family. Devar became the senior producer of both Weekend Editions in the fall of 2008, when lots of Americans were losing their jobs, including people at NPR. It's precarious for a new executive to take over in a time when good friends and colleagues are packing up and moving out. A lot of people feel hurt. A lot of people worry that they might be next. Devar respected those feelings. She felt that way, too. And then, as sturdy people and real professionals do, she found the pluck and strength to go on, and she passed it on to us. She's been our producer and our champion. At a time when lots of other places have only cut back and grown smaller, Devar has roused us to take on new challenges with web content, blogs, and social media. She gave young producers and editors a chance to learn, and more experienced people a chance to experiment. She juggled schedules, requests, complaints, and hopes with tireless consideration, fairness, humor, and rare kindness. Many a time I sent Devar an email on something at 5 a.m. thinking she'll see it in a couple of hours. Many a time I got one back at 5:05 saying, I was thinking about that too. You can read Devar's own history of her 17 years at NPR on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. We will follow her new endeavors with interest, and we thank her family for all the time she's spent away from them, taking care of us. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We'll be right back.